And welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hey everyone, Amanda here, and I'm here for another episode of Yoga Business Bootcamp. And today we're going to be talking about how to build your following. And this is a really important topic to talk about your business because all of us really want to grow our business, and growing your business is one of the key ways to make more money. And I think that even if you are leading more of a spiritual business and your purpose in life you don't feel like is to make, you know, $500,000 or $1 million a year, we still need to make a sustainable income. And I think that's a reality that is really important to address. It's really important to know that it's okay to make money in the yoga industry, and it's okay to make money off of your students because your students enjoy the things you offer and they're going to continue paying for quality, you know, classes and courses and workshops and all of that good stuff. And so what we're going to cover with this is how to authentically build your following. So I want to talk about a couple unauthentic ways to build your following. So there is things like you could just buy lists. You could, you know, pay for a list that you could get, you know, an email newsletter list, or you could pay for followers on Instagram or Facebook, or you could pay for likes. And of course, money goes a long way with these types of things. And then all of a sudden you have 10,000 people on your list, or you have, 30,000 people following you on Instagram, but that's not an authentic way to build your following. The way to authentically build your following is, first of all, to think about quality over quantity. There have been so many times in the yoga industry, as well as other industries that I've been involved in, where I just wish that my following was bigger because it would look better and maybe more companies would want to work with me. And then I remember that I would rather have five quality people engaged with what I do than 500,000 people who give like zero craps about what I do. It's really important to have people who are engaged, to have people who are interested in what you are doing, and to have people that really like your offerings and what you do. And that's so, so key to this. So get any numbers out of your mind. Stop thinking that you need to have, you know, 50,000 people following you on Instagram to be a good yoga teacher, because it's definitely not about that. But there are ways to, you know, increase your following in a really authentic way. And so things that you can do specifically on social media, you can engage your people. So when you're posting, you can ask them questions, you can ask them, you share about yourself and then ask them something about themselves. You can ask them different questions and just see how they're doing. Social media is changing all the time, and it really depends on what platform you're on, how that's going to work. But I'll use Instagram as an example. Instagram is a platform that has stories attached to it, and stories have become really popular because Instagram changed their algorithm and a lot of people aren't seeing people's updates right away, and that frustrates users. So they just go to stories because they're within the last 24 hours. So if you want to build your following, engage your people, make Instagram stories, share with them what you're eating, what you're doing, what your yoga practice looks like, what the studio you teach at looks like. Really engage them with what you're doing. It's going to be the same thing with your newsletter. Think about if you're really busy and you only have a couple minutes in a day to read an email, what do you want to read about? What is happening in your life that you could share with people that they could really resonate with? People love personality. They want to get to know who you are. So drop the like weird, gimmicky, fake kind of stuff that you think people might want, and just be who you are. Share things about your life, the good, the bad, the great things, the ugly side of life, because all of us go through that and people really like that. So to recap so far, quality over quantity, engage people by asking them questions, finding out what they're doing, share things personally about yourself. And this is a really great way to build your following in the yoga studio as well. I want to give you two different scenarios when you walk into a yoga studio and engage with a teacher. And I've experienced both of these. The first one is you walk in, they ask you to sign in, they ask you to pay, and then they tell you where the change rooms and the bathrooms are. And then at the end of class, they don't even say bye to you. They just, they thank you from the yoga mat and then you leave. Versus you walk in and the person says, oh, I've never seen you before. What's your name? Are you new to town? Where are you from? What are you doing here? Just a couple of quick questions, engages with you. Some sort of personal interaction during the class. So maybe an adjustment or a comment or something like that. Obviously not something that's going to make people uncomfortable, but just something little. And then at the end of class, as you know, you're leaving, your yoga teacher says once again, thanks so much, Amanda. It was really great having you in class today. I really hope to see you again, or really enjoy your trip. Or I hope that you really enjoy your trip while you're here. Do you need any recommendations for food? You know, it's something that really engages them. It's that personal touch where all of a sudden they become interested in you and they remember who you are and they tell you their friends about you. And maybe they look up your website or your Instagram after and they really want to engage with who you are. It's those little personal touches that really help you build your following. Another thing that you can do is network. So you can network online and offline. I find networking online a lot easier, and ways that you can network online are by interacting with other Facebook groups. So looking up yoga teacher groups, there's a ton of them, looking up yoga groups and engaging with the people there. If there's somebody who intrigues you or who you think you would get along with quite well, engage with them, send them a message, tell them you're DMing them, add them as a friend, interact with them in those ways and build that network out. And really don't be afraid to interact with strangers, because you never know when a stranger could become a friend. In the offline manner of doing that, it is, you know, going to other yoga teachers' classes in your community, and especially at the studio you teach at, because I find that as a yoga teacher, it's so rare that we all get together. It's so different from any other workplace. And go to their classes, ask them for coffee, ask them what's up, engage with them with the things you're interested in. You're both yoga teachers, so you obviously have things in common. This is such a great way to, you know, build your network and build your following, because once you have rapport with somebody and you're Facebook friends with somebody and they have a whole audience, maybe they'll share something you're doing, or maybe you'll end up co-creating something together, like I've done with my upcoming retreat. And, you know, you just never know what the possibilities are. So be really, really open to that. The other thing that I want to talk about with building your following is not being afraid to go after opportunities and not being afraid to go after things that you really want. So if you want to lead a training and you're not really sure how to go about doing it, or you want to maybe attend, find a yoga teacher who's leading one and ask if you can assist, or, you know, ask them if you can sit down and have a conversation about how they created their curriculum. Be open and honest with people about the things that you want, and you'll be able to naturally build your following that way. It's networking, it's interacting, it's asking for help, it's, you know, going after what you want, reaching out to yoga festivals, seeing if you can be involved in some way. It's just getting your name out there in any way. By putting yourself out there, you're increasing your following and the people who are going to engage with you. So that's all for now. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me at info@mvomyoga.com. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mvomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mvomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me, and namaste.